This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks, set.
About the voice. This is your boy Stanley Mitchell sitting in for Alpheus Hawk Finlayson on Track World with Alpheus Finlayson. Boy, it seems strange to be sitting back behind the command mic. I haven't done this since I used to do it at another station, but I'll see what I can do. Welcome, everybody. And first off, I just want to talk about the recent NACAC meet in Freeport. Not about the meet itself, but the reaction by some Bahamians to that meet, many of them who weren't there. And it seems like they wanted it to fail. I couldn't believe it. I'm disappointed and ashamed. But people I've talked to as if they read some articles by the Jamaicans or a Jamaican and wanted to make a big deal about some little snags that happened that I've seen happen to many, many track meets all over the world. And I just wonder why they were so adamant. Like I said, no, it was good. It was all right. It was a decent track meet. In fact, it was exciting. And many times, but they just wanted to focus on the hotel not having air conditioning or the water not working sometimes. I don't understand Bahamians, but then again, I do. If you want to talk about it or you have any ideas or you were there and you want to help me either say it was good or bad, call us on 323-6232 and I'd be happy to take your call. Getting back to the meet, it was good to see a good crowd out in Grand Bahama. In a depressed economy, people still paid a couple of dollars to come out and to support the Bahamian athletes. And that was good to see. And they weren't just there. They were there cheering every Bahamian, even foreigners, along the way. So I don't know where the other things come from. All the athletes I talked to who I know and some I didn't know were happy. They were smiling. Say they love the island. They've been around. They saw the beaches and everything. And it couldn't be better. See the little snags that happen from time to time? It was no big thing. Some of them had been to Oregon to the World Championships, the top, one of the top meets in the world, and they had problems living in the dorms at the university. Some didn't have, many didn't have air conditioning. They had to wait until the sun went down for it to get cool. So my fellow Bahamians, ease up, man. Let's see what we could do to help. The president of NACAC, who happens to be a Bahamian, Mike Sands, I think did the right thing by taking the meet to Grand Bahama. It had many positives, and I applaud him for trying to help the economy of Grand Bahama. He could have taken the meet anywhere in, what, 30-some countries around the NACAC area, and guess where it ended up? In Grand Bahama. I ate Polo Tropical. I ate Wendy's. I've been to Zorba's. Marianne's was closed. but my favorite place to eat. But Bahamas, tourists, everybody was out there doing their thing and helping the economy. I didn't have any drinks except at my private watering hole, which is at Stacy's with Joe Moss. Shout out to Joe. But what can I say? Bahamians, don't look for the negative. Try to see the positive in it and all the good it did for Grand Bahama. Saw some good track and field. I saw Donald Thomas. I mean, you couldn't stop him from winning a medal. I don't care what you did. He was not going to let the Bahamian people down in the front of his home crowd and not win a medal. And he fought for it, and he did it. Same with Devin Shelton. I saw Antonia Gator. I mean, these athletes were out there fighting in the front of the home crowd to make it positive, make it, I don't know what to say, but they just wanted to give a good showing of their talent in the front of their home crowd. And I want to welcome to the show now a woman who knows all about it, who was the premier announcer at the games, and we'll find out from her what she thinks. Welcome, Philippa Willie.
Good evening, Bahamas. Good evening, Stanley. Happy to be here. I understand you're talking about the NACAC, of course.
NACAC, yes.
That was held in honor of Anita, which was such a pleasure to be there as a part of the championships. And definitely, like, just as you said, you know, I walked into it, but I don't think we could have asked for a better place for it to happen. We had over 25 championship records.
Wow.
Yes, in a meet that I think there was 41 events. So that alone speaks to how prestigious that event was. And then if you, even if you didn't follow track and field, the energy alone that the Grand Bahamians brought to the stadium was, I mean, phenomenal. And as you've said, there are so many negatives, yes, but definitely the positive part is about always, to me, when you go to your job, you might have all sorts of problems at home or in your life. But when you go to work,
you go to work.
And that's what the athletes did. They, despite whatever odds, the cosmetics on the outside that didn't work, that failed, or whatever you want to call it, it happened. But when they came inside the stadium, they performed.
On the job.
They performed. And I think that's on every level. Almost all of the athletes I know that I interviewed from, you know, different countries spoke very highly of the meet. And this is in stadium, you know. So you learn from things. You learn your mistakes. I think the only thing for me is sometimes we have to probably use external factors to understand how to make it better. Don't be afraid of external factors, like embrace it. Yeah. And that alone will bring a volume of substantial success, I think, to the NACAC Federation.
You saw some of the names that were at that meet
that was
in Oregon for the World Championships.
Olympic game gold medalists. Yes. You got championship record holders. You had world championship finalists. Yes. I mean, almost all of those events, Stanley, had a world championship finalist or a world championship medalist in it. You know, and even though they weren't the top of the top names, these were still a lot of athletes that bring prestige to the sport of track and field in the world.
And I was saying that to try to get over the level of the meet that Mike Sands or NACAC brought to the shore. Sure, it could have been held in the Tommy Robinson
Stadium
easily.
35 countries it could have been held in.
And Bahama or Atlantis to Breezes or one of them to host it. But taking it to Grand Bahama was special.
Yes, it was. I think it was. It definitely was, I mean, a big gift to Grand Bahama. And they delivered. I mean, you know, again, You speak to the failures, but is there anything in life that we don't fail at without positive in the end, you know? So look at the positive. There are some things that could have been differently. And, you know, facts are facts. It could have been, you know, you have three power nations that make up a part of the NACAC Federation. Three. And that is USA. That's Canada. That's Jamaica. USA brought about 100 and some people. Of course, we are a power nation, but I'm talking in numbers. And you know, like numbers of population. And when you look at the percentages of the members that they bring to all of these championships, the USA alone had about 81, I think almost 100 athletes.
That's unheard of at this level.
Right.
Meet.
Well, the U.S. is a big place, so
they pick them from everywhere.
Almost all of their competitions, they are one of the bigger in the northern area, in the northern North America. Yeah. In the North America, the competition is always between them and Canada when it comes to numbers competing in the big championships. Yeah, and then of course Jamaica just brings the numbers with regards to competition. You know, they bring the powerhouse with competition. But I think that can be taken into consideration a little bit more when you think of what they bring to the NACAC Federation.
Yep.
Yeah, a little bit more caress and love should probably go into when you're making the cake and you're trying to put it in the baker. You got to understand that these are the people that bring most of the money.
You know, I went to Freeport thinking that this ain't gonna be no big thing.
Yeah.
They had NACAC three times before, and it was, you know, me.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing shocked the world out of me.
Let me tell you, I was very happy to be a part of it, to be a part of that history. Javier, if you speak to the level, the gentleman that was the lead announcer, he does most of NACAC meets.
Yeah.
And to hear it from him, how superb the competition and the performances and the level of energy that was in Grand Bahama Stadium, a small little place.
Yeah.
A small little place. We had one grandstand. Sometimes you go in a stadium, you got grandstands straight around. Yeah. One grandstand, a few little bleachers at the top of the southern part of the track. But the energy in there brought Tania from a fourth place.
To second.
Wow.
Donald Thomas got him over that bar.
Yeah.
2-2-5. I mean, they need, and I think on at least about maybe two or three of Donald's attempts, he didn't get it until the third time. He didn't get it until the third time. So that is the energy, that home court, that home court advantage that you get. Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. You know, we don't want to forget Alonzo, of course. Alonzo is another Grand Bahamian home soil guy. So, but we know that he's working between some injuries and stuff.
But he brought out his best.
Listen to me. I think the meet, in my terms, excellent. Excellent.
In fact, a lot of hometown people were there.
Yes.
That you think about it.
What amazed me too, though, after I settled in a little bit and maybe walking up and down in the stadium, people hailing me. There was a lot of New Providence, Nassauvians in Freeport as well.
Now you're talking about the athletes who competed from home soil.
Oh, yeah.
The guy you were announcing with, he's been announcing a long time.
He told me 2001 or something like that.
Yeah, but he said
you and Alfie saw him
in Banamex in Mexico.
Correct.
And he explained to us that he's actually Cuban, but he left and he'd been using the excuse of going around the world for not going back.
Yes, because he lives in Canada. Yeah. He lives in Francophone Canada. Yeah. So definitely. And it was an extreme pleasure to work underneath him.
So NACAC has given you the opportunity to do with two best, because you did NACAC
with Lewis Johnson.
From
yes, indeed. Yeah. I've had that opportunity. And, I mean, Kareem Street Thompson as well. We did TV commentary together.
Okay.
Two or three NACAC meets. So I've had the opportunity, yes, to see it now from both sides, doing the TV commentary under President Victor Lopez, and then now Mrs. Sands, our local president, giving me the opportunity to, well, Mrs. Sands with the LOC, because it's really the LOC that engaged me to, because NACAC, I think, gave the rights and permissions to some most of the stuff for the operational side of the meet to the LOC, right? So in that regard, I was engaged by the LOC.
Compare NACAC, what that was last year, under 23, in Miramar.
Oh, okay.
You were there, and one.
Yes. Well, okay, so the meet in Miramar, of course, was premier. Premier in the sense of these were handpicked. They more or less handpicked by Times. Right. They were handpicked by Times and seed selections to be a part of that Miramar meet that was the pro elites there. And of course, the competition and the results, Stanley, was. Yeah. Elaine left from there and went to Olympics and took everything.
Yep.
You know, and so that speaks to the level of competitions that we
Bromel
had.
And all them.
Bromel was there, of course. Dahlia, the lady who does the who had the 400-meter record holder, who was it now, because we know that's gone now. But they were all there. And that meet in Miramar was excellent.
You saw the high jumper?
Oh, let me tell you. Vashti.
Vashti.
Listen to me.
They didn't have to be there.
No.
The money was small.
Yes. Yes.
But they still came.
And you heard in some of the interviews, their thing was they wanted to come to the Bahamas.
Yes.
Because it's better in the Bahamas. We can't
somebody.
Get away
Tell
from that.
Somebody.
It's better in the Bahamas. And that's why I say the athletes, despite if they had to sleep on the floor or whatever the cosmetics that didn't work on the outside, it did not show in performances. Inside the stadium.
In fact, it looked like it egged them on.
Yes,
especially the Americans, them long-distance races.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't bothered at all.
Not at all. And let me tell you, I don't know if you made it out there on Saturday morning for that 20,000-meter walk.
No.
Well, let me tell you, how could a 50-lap walk be exciting? The first half, first 25 laps of that competition for the males and the females, Mexico in the men was leading the first 25. He literally had the rest of the field, Evan, I think from Canada, who was a record holder and a gold medalist, I think at World Champs or something like that. He had the field by about maybe 300 meters.
Okay.
Just put that in perspective. The
Guatemala.
Well, no. The guy that was leading was Mexico for the first.
The man who ended up.
Of course. The Mexican who led for 25 laps got walked down in the next three laps. By lap number 28 or 29, he was already lapped by the Guatemala. Listen to me. So it was an exciting company. And the same thing for the women. The USA lady was leading pretty much for the first half of that competition. Mm-hmm. And then the Guatemalan lady came and sucked her in.
I don't know how a 50 lap
could
be exciting anyhow, you say so.
But for me, that was really, because you always see it on the road, Stanley.
The road,
you always see it on the road.
Agreed.
Yeah. So that was definitely a different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was exciting. I think all of the competition. You had the javelin lady, Cara. Cara Winger. I've never seen so much excitement.
You were over there, right?
I was over there.
Yeah.
And then I interviewed her afterwards, and she was like, how her and her silver medalists, they went jet skiing the morning of their championship.
Great Grand Bahama, Grand Bahama.
But she took the gold. She took the gold, and I think it definitely, there are a lot of things, Stanley, that could be worked on.
But that can happen. I went to the 2003 World Championships in Paris. And the day the meet was supposed to start, they were still nailing up the face of board for the sign outside the stadium. These things, you know.
They happen. But you know what? Let's even go here. The last, when we had Carifta here, the Junkanoo Beach debacle that we had here. You know, that there was that situation. And then, of course, we went to Martinique the following year, and we felt like it was a hit back at us.
It was a hit back. The woman admitted it, see, but she had an excuse because the team came in last that she just could put us there, but she was planning to put us there if we come in first.
So these things happen. I go back to maybe my first Carifta, my very first
Carifta. You ran Carifta?
I did.
Alfie should have to be here to tell me that.
I know, right? Yeah. My very first Carifta was in Jamaica. And Miss Malcolm. Miss Malcolm was, I think that was like 88 then. Yeah, probably 88, 87. We went to Jamaica. And you know what we slept on?
Y'all slept in the dorms.
Nope.
No, in the...
We slept in a hotel, but the bed was on the floor.
Yeah.
The beds were on the
floor.
We
used to use GHS Yellow Aldehyde.
And I put that in that type of perspective, Stanley, because for me, I remember Miss Malcolm saying this to us. Y'all come here to sleep or y'all come here to run? Go to sleep. That's what she said, more or less. Like, go to sleep. Because, you know, of course, people were complaining and like, we got to sleep on the floor and, you know, all of this. And she was like, go to sleep. And if you know Miss Malcolm, you know she's spicy.
I know.
So it was an eye-opener for me. But strangely enough, I was the team manager when we was in Martinique. And what I tried to say to the coaches and the team managers who was there with us at that time was, yes, this is where they put us. Yes, this is not a good situation. But you know what, though? We don't need to do this in front of the athletes. Like, they're here for a job. Let's at least try to get them comfortable. And then go to war.
But when they came around finally to where the other athletes were eating,
they
saw
the
that.
The power of knowledge is a thing.
They wanted to break off and break loose.
Of course. You know, but again, if you're not the power holder, if you're not that power decision maker, it makes no sense getting riled up about it. And hence, that's what you're saying today. Yeah. You know, there are things that happen, but we didn't have the control.
It's only 2-3 days.
So get through it and we move on.
Now, where do we go from here?
I think Alpheus wanted us, definitely, we want to say hi to Alpheus. He wanted us to, you know, talk about his sponsors. Here at Track World, here for Track World and Guardian 96.9.
Yeah, I hear it all the time. Now I can actually say it. Guess what, folks? Track World is being brought to you by Sun Oil, Arawak Homes, Sunshine Insurance. His best book, seller book from Vancouver to Athens. People should pay more attention to this book. This book is a treasure of information. I use it for references all the time. In fact, a couple of times I found where Wikipedia or Google was wrong and the book was right. And then there's also brought to you by Vaughn L. Cullman Insurance Agents and Brokers. He's been having some steady supporters. Mm-hmm. And then he talks about his being a financial services rep. I don't want to talk about Hawk as if he's dead, but he's been a financial services representative at Colina for more than 42 years. Mm-hmm. That's a lifetime, my brother.
Yes, it is.
And now his daughter, Alexis Hannah, is in the business with him as a business partner. They have a love affair with their clientele, and they are the A-team. Mm-hmm. It's good. Yeah, he wanted to talk about NACAC too in Grand Bahama. Mm-hmm. We stayed together there. Mm-hmm. And I wish Mr. Longley from this station would come in and spend a minute with us because he and I had a late night exercise about what was happening. And we pretty much saw it in the same. Like, you have to be there, though, not listen to the reports that were coming in.
So true. So true. And while we do that, too, we would like to just keep the president of NACAC, Mr. Sands, in prayer as well.
I talked to him before I left, and he was going to be all right, he said.
Yeah.
Sounded upbeat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You think it was what happened that caused the thing, or it was actually heat exhaustion?
No, Mr. Mitchell, were you out there in that hot sun? Yeah,
no, I was under the tent.
Okay,
we could go back to the
blessed tent,
and we had a trough full of water mm-hmm. that we could just get.
You were blessed. That sun in Freeport in Grand Bahama, oh my goodness. I told them that can't be on Earth. There's no way.
You had to
but
sit up again.
We love our Grand Bahamians before we get a call from Grand Bahama. But no, that was a special type of heat. And sure enough, again, I didn't even learn that he was ill until the second session on Saturday. So, of course, you know, we were announcing and stuff. Didn't know it happened, but the opening ceremonies, they were sitting in the sun.
Yeah,
they were in the sun. Man. And it was
right along by Saudi.
Agreed. It was really, really hot out at that stadium.
When the ambulance came, I saw the lights going, and then it mm-hmm. left. We just said some athlete must have.
Yeah,
found out later it was him.
Okay.
But he's done a great job.
Yes, he did a good job. He made it back out there on Sunday to assure persons that, you know, he was feeling well and that, you know, he was very proud of the outcome of the meet and the success of the meet. And I don't think you can ask for anything more as a president to see that you were able, despite the challenges, to bring together 35 countries, everybody making it in safely. The competition was fierce. It was, I mean, again, we speak about 20-something championship records. The last meet, if we go back to it, was held in Toronto in 2018, before COVID and everything, because, of course, all of it was put off. So I think this was a grand slam coming back. Oh, yes.
In a big way.
This is going to be a benchmark for the next one, a big benchmark, because as we can see, from season to season, era to eras, competition times are getting faster and faster and faster.
Even on our track.
We saw it. We had Devin. I think we talk about some of our superb performances. Shawnee, we were so happy to have her at home and run the event that everybody in the world gets to see her run.
Right
on
here.
Our soil, and to do a championship record of 49.40.
And she didn't have to come.
Hey, exactly. Well, hey,
in
but
the scheme of things.
Of
just
definitely.
Finishing a hard
yes,
year.
Yes. So we really were, you know, we're happy that she came and she made a mark on our soil. Again, Tania, I mean, what an excellent run for her. Devin, of course, again, another medal. Devin, as her mom shared a quote, I think, or a Twitter from her today that she has three more meets. So
yeah,
she's heading back to Europe. Right.
Yeah.
Heading back to Europe. So when you understand the gamut of how a lot of these athletes, even when we interviewed them from all of the countries, they still have a few more competitions. Some ended their competitions here, but the season isn't ended. And they came here and they performed. And again, it's by choice when you really think about it at this late in the season.
And for the money that...
Exactly. You keep saying the money. But definitely, yeah, for that level of
athlete,
yes. It surely is. And we just say thank you. We say thank you to all of the countries and the athletes that chose to be here with
and
us.
And I say thank you to NACAC and its board and its...
Yes.
For, agreeing with Malik for... You know, you could have some trepidation.
And the government. The government, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, yes. Yeah, you know, to put it all aside and just make it happen. And I think we've proven this, Stanley, over and over. World Relays, again, inaugural World Relays, was held right here in the Bahamas. As we now move into 2023, God's willing, Charifta is going to be back here. And again, the level of competition. We saw two twin athletes of Jamaica. They made a world record at Charifta.
This year.
I'm feeling like we moved along.
Wow.
This year. I mean, I think the Clayton sisters are, it's talk that they might go pro. That's a call. Oh, we have a call coming in to Guardian Radio Show. Yes.
Welcome to Track World with Philippa and Stanley.
Okay. Okay, can we ask the person who just called into the line, if you can call our telephone line numbers is 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. Our text line is powered by BTC, which is 422-4796. So again, we ask if you want to call in to Track World at 96.9 Guardian Radio, give us a call at 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. We'll be happy to have that conversation with you.
And if I can't answer it, Philip, I'll answer it. For sure.
And if we can't answer it, we're going to call Alpheus.
I'll call Mike Zahn. Call Tyrone.
But we're definitely happy to be here in the place of Alpheus today and holding it down for him. But yes, give us a call. And for persons who actually attended the NACAC championships, in the honor of a great person such as Anita Dorcady Stanley, you would have known Anita for many, many years.
Yeah.
So tell us, how did you feel about them getting the approval for the fourth edition of the NACAC Open Championships in her honor?
I wonder if I should mention it. I have a problem with two people who questioned it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to lose it because they were telling me that why pick her? And it should have been Errol Bodie, who mm-hmm. they say is the grandfather of track and field mm-hmm. in Grand Bahama.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up with me trying to control myself and say, he was a good coach, excellent administrator,
mm-hmm.
but in track and field, we tend to honor athletes
yes.
versus administrators.
Agreed.
And I went down the line from the founder of B3A's, A.F. Adley, mm-hmm. his son, and all of those up to B.J. Hall. I say naming nothing after Ali Butler, no administrator. All of them were good.
Mm-hmm.
But the athlete has to go out there, well, you know, and train.
Exactly.
In all kinds of weather according to where they live and be, you know, drag the body out and make it happen. She was in the Commonwealth Games in 1970.
Yep.
Great athlete, chosen. Errol was my boy. We used to, you know,
he was
around a lot.
Yeah,
he was done a lot of wrong by the B3A administrations from time to
but
time.
But that is the past. And
yeah,
you can't see. I think where are we? I'm of a younger light. Some might think, no, Philippa, you're halfway there too. But at the end of the day, it's always for me where, you know what, let go of what's gone. If a decision has been made, just ride with it, you know, make the positive of it. We all should, we all have a free choice of opinion, free choice of saying why yes and why no. But you know what, move on.
That's my Anita, and she was the consummate.
Yeah, let's just
principal,
move on.
Consummate.
Agreed.
Leader.
Agreed.
And athlete.
Yes.
And she loved children and athletes.
Respect people for their worth. I think that's what we have to come to. And I mean, sometimes, as people always say, you know, we want to give persons their flowers most times when they're alive.
Yeah.
But, you know, we see it many, many places in all pro sports all over the world, posthumously. It happens,
depends, you know.
And Just ride with it. That's my thing. Just take the positive out of it and with it and accept it for what it is. Whoever made the decision, if it was the LOC, if it was NACAC,
yeah.
the decision was made.
I would have been happy with either one.
Yes. So, and I think, again, like you said, Ms. Dorcady was a person who was an athlete. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they would say, mm-hmm. Coach Bodie was an athlete as well. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, the decision was made. I'm sure there was a pool. I'm sure a decision was taken, and it was passed.
Next year, we're going to do the Errol Bodie right in Grand Bahama. Knockout game next year.
No, sir. No, sir.
We have to wait.
Carifter is back here in New Providence next year. And again, we want to say thank you to, you know, all of the sponsors that partnered being with the NACAC Federation, definitely, you know, that being alive, of course, powered by its group of companies,
yes.
And the ministry for Grand Bahama, and of course the Ministry of Youth Sports and Culture,
yeah.
together with all of the individual sponsors. Don't want to just single out, you know, anybody.
Yeah.
Exactly, but. You know, we said thank you, and I'm sure the Grand Bahamian people showed how grateful they were in the stands. We have a call.
Yep.
You can pick it up.
Oops, I think they left us.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, how you all doing?
We're fine.
Great, wonderful. I just want to congratulate the team that participate in Grand Bahama. And I think we did an awesome job. How much countries were there? And we came, what, seven?
Six.
Out of how many?
Out of 35 countries. I think
wow.
It was 32.
See, some people don't look at, they only look, oh, we didn't get the gold. But then you're going to have people get to the semifinals and to the finals. Hey,
yes.
That's awesome for our country.
Yes, it is.
And then when you think about it, some countries get 300,000 people to pick out speech from.
Mm-hmm. No, say 300 million.
300 million. And then you think about it, man. Hey, if people don't look at this, it's a big achievement.
Yeah.
It's something they don't know about sports and track and field and stuff like that.
And I think, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I think that's where the problem is sometimes. I think persons don't understand the magnitude of what the Bahamas has brought to the field of track and field. Because we only see, we are a country of maybe 400,000, maybe now, or less than 400,000,
uh-huh.
when you have the powerhouses like the U.S., Canada, and Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Millions.
Millions.
Millions. So our 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 medals, listen.
I mean, when you even think about the Olympics, with although we got one medal
per capita,
per capita, when
yes.
you look at it,
yes.
per capita, countries like you said, the millions even don't even get nobody to even to the out of the first round.
Exactly.
Get to the semifinals, and we have 2, sometimes 3 people in the finals.
Very much so, and you know, to speak to magnitude, when you look at the amount of athletes, Stanley and our caller. That was in Grand Bahama. The competing athletes was in excess of 400,
yeah, 400
athletes, 430, right. So, you know, that's a lot of people.
Yes, to a track meet in a small country.
Yes, yes.
I'm telling you, and like I said, I really take my hat off for the team. I mean, with Donald Thomas, he came fourth, right?
Good.
Yes. Third.
Yeah.
No, he got third. He got third. Right, because it was the first was tied
okay.
between, yeah.
Because of the second year.
Correct.
And like you said, you got a lot of people who came forth. Like I said, the people got to look at some countries don't even get through the first round.
That's right.
I mean, it is awesome. And I think this coming Carifta, I think we can do well. All mm-hmm. I need now, coaches, to get our athletes and start in the gym now to get that strength training in.
Mm-hmm.
Get on that sand, Goodman's Bay, and run that sand,
mm-hmm.
run that sand. Because,
yes.
you know, you might have heard, but I run and group the Roadmasters. I know we go all over doing, I think, but we run the sand, we run the bridges,
mm-hmm.
and I give God thanks for me because I'm 67, I'm still running marathons. Sometimes I get on that sand and I get my 12-pound vest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running 6 miles with the sand and plus doing over 200, 300 squats during my run.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so we need to get our athletes into that gym, get that strength training. We can't wait 2 weeks or a month before.
Agree.
They got to start now.
Well, I can promise you that the coaches are really doing their part. This is the off season, more or less, for
mm-hmm.
a lot of the junior athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And another thing I watch too sometimes, like you said, some of the athletes go to Goodman's Bay to train. But I see some of the coaches, with this heat now, you got to get your athletes to hydrate properly.
Agreed.
Of course.
Because if you don't, they can get cramp up. And just me personally, I only use water, a little bit of the Himalayan pink salt, or I use the natural coconut water.
Yeah.
over it. I put some chia seeds in it because I don't know if you heard, but chia seeds, it holds 9 times its weight in water, and so
yes,
you hydrate
chia seeds,
better,
yes.
And it gives you that stamina and energy and everything. So that's natural coconut water, and you just put it up. The benefit of sea salt for athletes, you see the tremendous, because it has all the electrolytes and everything in it. And with this heat now, you have to hydrate properly. You can't have those athletes out there, and you're not having them to break. You have to.
I'm sure the coaches are listening,
yeah,
there, brother.
And they are. The coaches are all taking, like, they take courses. They are, you know, coaching level courses, and they learn all the sorts of new trending ways of making their athletes better. So we thank you. Thank you for your contribution.
Okay, one more thing, quick, I know you got to go. What you think, Shonda? I mean, I know she can still be running the four. You think she can put a bit more concentration in the two?
Yeah, she can drop down.
Yeah.
Because she don't have nothing to prove no more.
No more.
Not at every every level. Okay.
Thank you,
sir. Thank you. Well, on that note, Stanley, you know, Alfie has given us a little something to say, and he wanted to share that he's so excited that the Bahamas was able to compete extremely well. Somebody spoke of Shawnee Miller-Weibo, he said, who won and ran extremely well in the 400 meters. Some thought that she would break the world record, but there is no reason to do that, he says. She ran unbelievably well in Tokyo.
Guess what? If you break the world record at the Worlds, you get $100,000. If you break it in Freeport, you get $6,000. Why break it here?
Hey, you spoke to that money exactly, right? So that's why we really just have to give thanks, you know, give thanks and praise that the athletes did well. They really, our Bahamas team even, you know, they did a good job with the pool that they had. A very, very, very good selection.
Solid,
yeah.
Pool.
Yeah. Young, the
everybody
youth.
Everybody did.
Exactly. Youth was in there. You have Janae Ambrose. You had Prentacia. You have a lot of the younger guys.
Janae was there?
Yeah. Janae ran. Ambrose. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, so definitely we have some of the younger collegiate athletes who was there. Some of the older ones as well.
Yeah.
Everybody brought some level of contribution. And I love seeing Ian Kerr getting back into it.
Into it.
And he's
into
actually
it
competing.
Strong.
Exactly. He's competing.
20.5.
He is competing. He's his PR at the end of the season.
Yeah.
You know, so we hope that he stays well going into next season through his off-season training.
We need all of them.
Yes.
But when you see the ministry get together with a NACAC and a LOC and the government putting some resources behind it, you almost have the completion of a good track meet.
Yes.
You saw the tents around the back.
Mm-hmm.
They stayed out of the sun.
Yes.
With that. I was happy to see that. Only you and my boy was in the sun.
Oh, my goodness. That sun was grueling. That was grueling. But, we're getting up in time here, 7:24. And as we know, Alpheus likes to talk about his...
Not birthdays. Please don't do the birthdays unless they're Bahamian. I tell him about that all the time. Who wants to know about Mr. Who from Czechoslovakia?
Man. Okay. So we'll give his little shout outs then. He had shout outs going to, like I said, to Shawnee. He also had a shout out going to Tania Gator with her silver behind Sharika. And, well, this is from championships. Okay. He has a number of persons here. Jamaican Christopher Taylor in the 400 meters. Sharika in the 100 meters. That was such a pleasure to see. And
I
she was so
to
excited.
See the deuce and the two, though.
I think people have to understand
yeah,
the magnitude of athletes that we had in...
Sharika Jackson, now the second fastest woman.
In the world behind FloJo. And the first woman ever to actually win medals and compete at a level the highest level in the one, the two, and the four.
Yeah.
You know, so she's proven something that no woman in track and field has ever proven.
I don't want to offend any Jamaicans, but Shawnee been towing her in from 2010.
Towing her in.
So she dropped to the two. Said, I can't beat this woman. Let me go. No, and she bulked up, she got stronger, and now she's a terror in the two. But Shawnee coming down there for you. Mm-hmm. Believe it.
Yeah, it was really, really good to watch all of those races. Akeem Blake in the men's 100 too. So, and even in the distance races, we had championship records in the distance races, Dudley. Yes. The 1500 meters, the 3000 meters steeplechase. I mean,
we had steeplechase.
Yes, in Grand Bahama. You take that. Yeah. You take that. Yeah. So, again, some of Alfie's notes. High jumper Donald Thomas, he wanted to give kudos to bronze in the high jump. He said Nanelli 40. He wanted to call out Donald's age. Kudos, he said. Devin Charlton with the bronze, USA hurdlers. The 400-meter relays, we won. Kudos to them. He's even giving us a shout-out. Announcers Philippa, myself, and Javier Clavello Robinson, who is Cuban but now lives, like I said, in Canada. Say who had his wife and children on the beach. I can't. Yeah,
that's what he told us.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Clavio said, we had a choice. So right. I took the sun and they took the sun.
And the beach, yes. So definitely, I think it was a pleasure to actually be there in Freeport and to see.
You even called my little Jamaican girl Tapas.
Oh, Megan Tapper. Oh, my God. The speedster. Oh, over those hurdles. Yeah.
I mean, sorry, Devin, but you know.
No, yeah, she is.
She's special.
And she is definitely a speedster over those hurdles. She is very, very quick.
They're about the same size, you know. Yeah.
No, she's shorter than Devin. Oh my goodness, she's very short. Yeah. She's much shorter than Devin, you know. But definitely, again, it's a pleasure, and I'm so excited about Karifta being held next year. We have so much more competitions to come. And then, of course, the ongoing discussions. You heard the Prime Minister and the Honorable Mary, Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture, try to egg on the visiting CEO from World Athletics about world relays, getting world relays back here. Yeah. You know, and I think, you know what, Stanley, just putting it out there, this is the place for sports tourism. It's no joke. I think we have the perfect temperature, the perfect weather. We have the perfect atmosphere.
And as I see that Andre Rogers Stadium go up, and I saw what Greg Burrows and those did with the softball, baseball fields, and soccer right over there, swimming and tennis. You might as well just come here. The only one I saw like that in the Caribbean was in Trinidad.
Yeah.
Who had all those things all in one area.
And then we have the basketball basketball game now on Thursday, where we'll have the three pro guys all now playing together on the court.
They're going to play?
Yeah, they're all going
to
play.
I thought they were waiting until they went to...
No, they're supposedly going to be here unless, you know... Well, let's just say that's what's being advertised. Kai Jones, Buddy Hield, and DeAndre Ayton are all going to be on the court for the same time. First time, I think they're saying, in a very long time, here at the Kendall Isaac Stadium on Thursday. They're playing Venezuela.
I know they're playing Venezuela.
Yeah, they're all supposed to
y'all
be here.
You better get y'all tickets.
That's right. Get y'all tickets. Get y'all seats. Right, so... No, we're track world, but talking about basketball. But it's been a pleasure, Stanley, to be here with you this evening.
It's gone, the time.
Yeah, exactly. Blink your eye and it's out of here.
The doctor coming in so we could do another hour.
Take that time. Right, so, let's give Alpheus his kudos. He just quickly wants us to share about his birthdays. Hillary DeVoe, Sandy...
Oh, you gotta say Hillary.
Right, happy birthday to Hillary DeVoe, to Sandy Snow of USATF. Beautiful person, Ron Morris, he was on the 23rd. Oh, BH. Lord. BH, who was also a part of Roadmasters that the gentleman just called from. Adam Munro, on the 22nd.
Big people in B3As and the Pioneers back in the day.
Ah, okay. Well, happy birthday. And then on the 22nd, he said, happy birthday to Donald DeMeritt, Joan Darlin, Philip Galanis is on the 23rd.
That's Dominic Daddy.
Okay. Demetrius Pinder?
No, Dominic DeMeritt.
Dominic DeMeritt. Okay, Dom.
Daddy.
Yeah, who's coaching in the States. Okay, and married. Okay. And then Grafton Eiffel, the senior. His birthday actually is this. He have it here, the 23rd. He said Grafton Eiffel. So that's today.
Which one? Because it's three.
He have senior. Grafton Eiffel, the senior. Well, that's true, right? First, second, and third. He doesn't have it here. So happy birthday to the Eiffels. Okay. And then on the 24th, which is tomorrow. Oh, that's why he didn't want to come here. He going to celebrate his birthday, Stanley.
Oh.
Alpheus birthday. Come on, let's give it up for Alpheus. His birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday to Baron Colby, Abraham Karen Menares, Livingston Marshall's birthday would have been tomorrow. It's tomorrow. Anniversaries. Alpheus Finlayson will be married 44 years. Or he'll be working for Imperial. I don't know. He has 44 years anniversary.
44, yeah. Don't forget he was married before.
Okay, I didn't know about all that. But anyway, sympathy goes to Kelly Burrows, Naomi Seymour. And thanks to all who listen to Track World and to our producer. We say thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us right here today on Track World on Guardian Radio 96.9.
She signed out like a pro.
Hey!